WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump spoke by phone today with Russian President Putin on ending the war in Ukraine.
We want to end that war. That war is a disaster. It's a really bloody, horrible war.
He indicated he and Putin could hold a series of meetings. A judge in Boston has cleared the way for the resumption of Trump's plan to downsize the federal workforce with proposed buyouts. The judge lifted his temporary restraining order. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the Justice Department is suing New York over its laws that she says allow state officials to tip off undocumented migrants when the feds are coming.
This is a new DOJ, and we are taking steps to protect Americans, American citizens.
Another big storm system swept across the country today from the midsection to the northeast.
I'm sick of it. We just had a big snowstorm that we just got over not too long ago, but my kids seem to like it, so it is what it is.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is selling two-year-old oak seedlings ready for planting to residents. According to a press release, the seedlings were harvested in 2022 thanks to a strong acorn crop. There are four species available for purchase: swamp white oak, bur oak, white oak, and red oak. Officials say the oak tree seedlings are perfect for residents looking to reforest a property, enhance a habitat, or start an oak grove. More information on how to purchase the seedlings can be found on the DNR's website. A federal judge issued an emergency order temporarily stopping Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency from accessing personal data over the weekend. The order stems from a lawsuit filed on Friday by Wisconsin and 18 other states, arguing that the Department of Government Efficiency does not have the legal authority to access Treasury Department records. The emergency order also requires the department to destroy any personal information it has already accessed. Another hearing on the case is scheduled for Thursday. A bank in downtown Rice Lake will be permanently closed in the coming months. According to U.S. bank officials, the location at the corner of Main and Eau Claire Streets now features a notice on the doors informing customers that its final day of operation will be April 24th. They say the organization is currently evaluating the consolidation of branches in certain markets, and there is another branch at Cedar Mall in Rice Lake. Officials say there will be no interruption in service prior to the closure, and client accounts will not be affected. The Rice Lake Community Swimming Pool has been officially closed a few weeks earlier than originally planned. According to city officials, the pool was expected to remain open until the end of the month. Earlier this week, however, the pool experienced mechanical problems with the main pump and motor, forcing its early closure. Officials say the needed repairs are too costly and wouldn't be finished by the scheduled closing date, so closing the facility early is their only option. A new aquatic center is scheduled to open this spring. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Marquette ends their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Marquette with a victory last night over DePaul, 68-58 in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles have struggled from behind the three-point line. I asked Marquette Stevie Mitchell on why it's been that way most of the season.
That's just how the game goes. I think, you know, there's players, teams that can shoot the ball poorly and then, you know, shoot the ball really well on any given night. So, you know, we're really proud of the win today because we shot the ball poorly and we're able to win ugly. And I think that's something we struggled to do the past three games, you know, when it got rough, when it got hard. You know, we weren't resilient like we were today in terms of just, you know, finding a way to win anyway, not getting caught up in, you know, our missed shots, not getting caught up in, you know, things that we really can't control and just doubling down on all things we can control.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota, their last game heading into the All-Star break this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some evening snow showers, then a clearing sky tonight and cold with a low near 5 below, wind chills to 20 below. Sun returns for tomorrow, a high of 8 above. Then snow showers with a couple inches of accumulation possible Friday, high mid-20s.
Currently, we're at 8.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Eve Galanter will be our guest as she talks about civics and civility and what we're teaching our high school kids and how you can get involved. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for The Todd Albaugh Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now a guy who doesn't believe in sex after marriage, Pete Chwaba.
Is that so bad, right? You don't need sex after marriage. You don't get married to have sex. You get married to have companionship, right?
All right. Starting off strong here.
I'm poisoning you. I do believe in sex after marriage, folks. We talked about that last night when Rob Thomas was here with the Valentine's Day. They give you a 7-course meal, 9-course meal, a heart-shaped pizza on the most romantic night of the year. You're supposed to stuff your face and then go hit the sheets. Horrible.
This sounds like a food coma, but
it does.
It sounds really good though.
Exactly. I think you got to hit the sheets first and then go out and talk about what a wonderful roll in the hay was over dinner. We are getting close to Valentine's Day. It's a couple days away and we'll be on the air. So we will help kickstart Valentine's Day this year, folks. It'll be fun. Hey, welcome to Nightlight. I'm Pete Chwaba, your host, and riding shotgun, as always, is Conrad. Wherever you're joining us from tonight, I hope you're getting less snow than we are. It's pretty bad here in Green Bay. The roads are not great. It's very stressful driving down here. And there's always that person on the road who doesn't care, who has all-wheel drive. Even when I have all-wheel drive, I don't try to make other people's lives a living hell on the road just because I can drive 60 miles an hour through bad snow. But there's always those people. I took my time getting here. Kind of a crummy night outside. Hope you're inside listening to the radio. Gather the family around the radio. Old school, folks. Dads, if you got a pipe, light it up. Get the kids their vapes and sit around and listen to the radio. That's what I say on this gorgeous Wednesday night here in the state of Wisconsin. We're broadcasting live from downtown Green Bay, where it is snowy, as I mentioned, but kind of fun to watch the people walking back and forth all bundled up. I have gotten into the habit every night when I get home, I turn on the gas fireplace and I sit right in front of it, which is terrible because your body temperature goes up. And this started when I was sick last week. And then all of a sudden, it's like, I don't want to leave. I want to sit 2 feet from the fire. And I dread getting up to go to bed because I'm going to be kind of cold for like 20 seconds into the bedroom. So I've developed some bad habits this winter, folks. But we'll get through it all tonight. We're here to help you escape a little bit. On this winter night, we are going to talk about hugs. Right, Conrad?
Definitely hugs.
We kind of talked about, we talked a little bit about that with Valentine's Day coming up. It is International Hug Day. So we're going to talk about hugs, and that may or may not have something to do with our question of the night. I'll let you know very shortly. And then we've got a great guest tonight. Glenn Morshower, the actor, is here at 6:35. He played Aaron Pierce on 24, the great Fox show from around the turn of the century, if I may. Around 2000, I think, is when 24 started. And it was kind of like a cool streaming show, before there was streaming. It was a network show, but it was pretty edgy, and it kind of, there was a lot of episodes to each season, but they were very smart about how they did it. They do like 8 episodes, then that threat would be neutralized, then they'd roll into, oh no, it's an even bigger one. And then they were just masterful at how they kept that show on the air, I want to say for about 8 or 10 seasons. And my first guest tonight, Glenn Morshauer, is played Aaron Pierce, one of the Secret Service men who did about 50 episodes. There was some statistic I read that he and Jack Bauer were the only two cast members that were in every season, I think. So that's kind of a cool thing. And Aaron is a really good actor. He was on the show Bloodline. He's been in Transformers, Good Night and Good Luck. He's got an incredible acting resume. He teaches acting in his home city of Dallas. And he will join us here at Nightlight at 6:35. So I'm excited to meet and talk with Aaron for the first time. And then our pals, John and Amelie, will join me. We had the opportunity to sit down and talk with them a little earlier about their career and where things are at. They're about to release their third album. And the band is called 7,000 Apart. It's not just John and Amelie. They comprise 7,000 Apart, a great musical duo. They will be here over the stream from Sweden at 7:20. So they're your guests. And folks, that does lead me. Let's jump into the hugs, Conrad. I've had enough of this. It's our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
In honor of National Hug Day, what celebrity do you wish you could hug? Could be a sports figure, a politician, God forbid, actor, singer, comedian, radio host, radio producer. Throwing your name in there, Conrad.
Thanks.
Who do you want to hug? What celebrity do you wish you could hug? That is tonight's question. You can let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Phone lines are open as well. Feel free to give us a call. Are our phones ready to go, Conrad?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We got the dual line. We got the line 1 and line 2. We can patch people in.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty adamant. We can handle it, folks. Give us a call. We'd love to know what you're thinking throughout the course of the show. It's always great when you guys participate. You can also answer the question on our app, the Civic Media app, which is very easy to use if you haven't done it. Highly recommend it. And Conrad, how can people watch the radio?
Yeah, so on Facebook, we're under WISS, WGBW, or Nightly with Pichuaba. On YouTube, it's Civic Media or WGBW, and on Twitter or X, Civic Media or WGBW.
Fantastic. Get a hold of us any way you can. Just get a hold of us, folks. There are no right or wrong answers to the question. There are only your answers. As I mentioned, our guest tonight, actor Glenn Morshauer from 24 and Bloodline and 7,000 Apart. And they are 7,000 apart from us. They're about 7,000. Is that miles or kilometers? I can't remember what the 7,000 stands for. But they are in Sweden and joining us on the stream. And going to play a new song of theirs, which I've heard, and it is excellent. So you won't want to miss that. This is funny. I just saw on the text line, Brian in Green Bay. Anyone not sick at the station? Conrad. Conrad's a workhorse,
that's
man.
That's me knocking on wood right now. Okay?
You kind of, you do have an unfair advantage. You have your own room.
I got glass.
You got glass. You could, and I'm happy about that because if there's no producer, I can't be here. So please continue that. Drink some, what do they call that? Airborne. Take some zinc, some vitamin D. Thanks for the text, Brian. We're all hanging in here by a thread. Everybody, it's making its way. He says, Edward Scissorhands, help with dry skin. I don't think you want to hug Edward Scissorhands. I do remember that from the trailer when that movie came out and the neighbor reaches his hand out and he goes, whoa, quite a grip you got there, Ed. God, I haven't seen that movie in ages. Thank you for the texts, Brian. We have a text that we have to get to from last night as well. Yeah. And this is from, that was from an earlier show, I believe.
Steady Eddie, right?
Is he the only one we missed? Yeah. He literally
texted right when we ended the show.
Right at the wire. It's like if it was 3-2-1, the light above the backboard would be on when Steady Eddie sent his text. So we're going to read that now. Steady Eddie says, from last night, where our question was, what was our question last night?
What was the favorite commercial?
No, that was the day before.
Okay, now I
can't remember what the question was last night. Let's just read it. Maybe it'll come to us. Steady Eddie says, Pete, Super Bowl is over. Now I'm looking forward to watching second-tier professional football until summer arrives. It helps me calm down and relax after getting overly excited watching golf on TV. Yawn emoji. That's from Steady Eddie, not me. He says, I actually like watching golf on TV and find the green grass, trees, blue skies, and calming voice of Jim Nance relaxing. Steady Eddie. He hasn't been Steadfast Edward in a while.
He hasn't written us a poem in a while.
We haven't seen one of Steady Eddie's poems. Listen, I agree, though. I'm not a golfer, and playing golf is bad enough. Watching golf for me is worse. But I will say, we golf, Steady Eddie. If you haven't tried it, the greens fees are super cheap. You don't have to leave your house. And you do get that kind of experience. They've got wind sound effects in the sun. It's very beautiful. So I recommend it. I sit next to my gas fireplace and I play Wii Golf. So thank you for this text, Steady Eddie. We should come clean and say we have a pre-record tonight. So our text will probably end. If you want to get your text in about what celebrity you'd like to hug, please do so before, let's say, 7 o'clock. So we can read them after the news at 7:05. Because when we sat down with 7,000 Apart earlier, that was all pre-record as they are in Sweden. And we won't be able to answer your text. So please get those in because it's more fun when you guys participate. Big birthday today. One of my favorite actors, Josh Brolin, turns 57. I just watched two Sicarios probably in the last, well, there are only two, in the last, I would say, 6 months. And No Country for Old Men is one of my all-time favorite movies. And Josh Brolin plays Llewellyn Moss in the film. He's so good. The whole cast is phenomenal. But we've got a clip of Josh Brolin's work in No Country for Old Men. We'll fire that up in just a bit. It is Groundhog. Or no, it is not Groundhog Day.
It was the release.
The release.
1993.
One of my all-time favorite films, Groundhog Day, came out in 1993. On this day, how upset must the Hollywood studios have been that they couldn't quite post the film in time to get it out for actual Groundhog Day? I'm sure heads rolled. That's something you got to get done. Harold Ramis, I'm talking to you posthumously. I'm kidding. I love Harold Ramis. I love that movie so much. But I guarantee you they were upset that they didn't get it done by the actual Groundhog Day. I have no proof. Just where I'm coming from. So Jim from Appleton says 7,000 Apart is kilometers. Sweden to Wisconsin. Jim, thank you for being our Thomas Guide, our online Thomas Guide. Do you even know what a Thomas Guide is, Conrad?
No.
Do you know what an atlas is?
Yes, I know what an atlas is.
It's kind of like the same thing.
I did study those in school.
The atlas?
Yeah.
Yeah. I miss it. I loved having a map. I could look at my trip right before I got in the car and have a general sense of where I'm going. I get in the car right now, and I'm an absolute numbskull. I listen to this little voice tell me where to go, and it's a nightmare. When I first moved to LA, everybody was like, get a Thomas guide. And I did. But I bet they don't even make them now.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, take a memo.
I'll Google
it during the break. All right. We've got we'll hear some Josh Brolin when we come back. We'll read your texts. Who knows, folks? I might even do some soft shoe. It's snowing outside. It's Wednesday in Wisconsin. And you got Nightlight with Peach Wava on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park.
zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Jim from Appleton says, Angela Reese is the star I would like to hug. I'm totally blanking on who that is.
It's Angel Reese.
Oh, Angel Reese.
She's a WNBA player.
Oh, okay. Yep. So you would need a stepladder, most likely, Jim. I don't know. Jim could be 7'4", for all I know. He just texts. In his text, he seems medium height. That's a great one. Thank you, Jim. That's our question of the night. What celebrity would you like to hug? It is National Hug Day, folks. My guest tonight, Glenn Morshower, will be here. The actor, he will be here at 6:35 from 24 in Bloodline. Excited to talk to Glenn. And 7,000 Apart, one of our favorite musical duos out of Green Bay and Sweden. I don't know how that works out, but it does, folks. They're going to be here at 7:20. Right now, we have a phone call. Is our friend Catherine on the line?
Yeah.
Hey, Catherine.
Hey, Pete.
How are you?
I'm well. I'm driving in Portage in Madison. I thought maybe you'd like an update on how the weather's going in Madison. I bet you got it far worse in Green Bay.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I would love an update because I'm not really sure. I thought it was supposed to be worse in southern Wisconsin, but it's kind of bad here.
Yeah, I don't know how many inches we've got. I did my first shovel. I did 3 inches first shovel. I'm going to let tomorrow morning be my next shovel. We're probably going to do the 6. I mean, Brittany Rouleau, I think, gave us the, we'll get 6 inches, give or take.
She warned us, didn't she?
She did. She gave us the warning. The other thing I wanted to tell you was I laughed out loud, snorting, about the Thomas guy. I spent 2 years in L.A., and you have to live in L.A. to know what the Thomas guy is.
Yeah. It's true. I had one, and I referenced it like the first year. And I mean, I was out there for 14 years, and I got to know the city like the back of my hand. But now if I went out there, even though I've been out there several times since, I wouldn't know. I'd need the Thomas Guide again or my GPS, you know.
100%. And the Thomas Guide, for people who don't know, was a genius map system for L.A. freeways and streets of all sorts. It was genius. You could flip pages like it was a big restaurant menu. I don't even know how to describe it. It's not just a map. It's the Thomas guy.
The guy who designed it, Thomas, brought himself great fame from the Thomas guy. He couldn't even go to the bathroom in L.A. without being mobbed by fans. He got women. He got invited to all the cool parties. I don't understand it. I've never done anything close to that cool. But seriously, what does anybody have a Thomas guide anymore? Are they even relevant? I don't know.
I should have held up to mine. I can just picture it. It had a green and white cover. Oh, I loved that thing.
Catherine, thank you so much for the update. Please be careful driving. And round 3 and 4 of snow shoveling, just take it easy. Lift with the back. That's my advice to you. Lift with the back.
Thanks, Pete.
You got it. Thank you. That's Catherine Lake on the phone. Be careful out there, folks. If you are driving, I drove here from Marinette. I live about an hour away from here, and it was kind of brutal. It was not fun.
You know what I saw on my drive to the studio? I was by Bay Beach, and there's that intersection where it has four corners, you know?
Yeah.
The semi was coming off the freeway, and it didn't make the turn, and it hit a snowbank.
Really?
Yeah. And I was next to go, so I creeped up a little bit, and I was just in there like, uh-oh.
Well, it's terrible, too, because, like, on the on my drive down here, the plow is, like, it's like a lane and a half wide.
Yeah.
So to go around it, I have to go on the shoulder, which isn't plowed. It was like one of those things. Can you imagine? We've got the NFL draft coming up here in Green Bay in a couple months. If we got some crazy snowstorm.
Yeah, that would suck.
Be awful.
By the way, the semi backed up and kept on trucking.
Really?
So he was all good.
Okay. Hey, it is. All right. So our guest at 6:35 is Glenn Morshower. I want to play a clip from 24. He plays the character Aaron Pierce so beautifully. Aaron Pierce is one of the most likable characters on 24, a Secret Serviceman. And this is a scene between Charles Logan, who I think took over being president after David Palmer got killed or assassinated. It's been a while since I've seen 24, so I'm not sure exactly what happened to Palmer's character. But this is a great scene between Charles Logan, who took over after Palmer as when he was his vice president. Now he's the president. And it's a scene between Aaron Pierce and Charles Logan. And Aaron Pierce is our guest at 6:35 in the form of Glenn Morshower. Here's that great scene from 24.
Listen to me, Aaron. You think you know what's going on. I'm here to tell you, you don't.
Then why don't you explain it to me, Mr. President?
I understand Jack Bauer led you to believe that there was a recording. Something that tied me to David Palmer's murder. That recording doesn't exist.
That's not what I've been told.
You're not hearing what I'm saying. The recording doesn't exist. It's over. You have a choice here, Aaron. You are a good man. You're a fine agent. I see no reason to throw away your career. But I need to know that we can put this behind us. If you will give me your word that you will let this drop, I will make sure that you are reassigned to whatever post you want. Except for the White House, of course. So, what's it going to be, Aaron? Are my terms acceptable?
There is nothing that you have said or done that is acceptable to me in the least. You're a traitor to this country and a disgrace to your office. And it's my duty to see that you're brought to justice for what you've done. Is there anything else, Charles?
That is brutal. That was such a great scene, though, because I remember thinking, like, would a Secret Service member really stand up to a president that he disagreed with morally? I doubt it. But on TV, our heroes can say whatever they want, so it's awesome. All right, that is our guest at 6:35, Glenn Morshower. We will have Glenn on after the news. Right now, our question of the night, ladies and gentlemen, it is National Hug Day. So naturally, we are asking what celebrity you would like to hug.
Kate McKinnon.
Kate McKinnon for Conrad, as always. I'm going to say, how lame would it be? If I said Sydney Sweeney, would people look down on me?
No, actually, weird. I want to change mine to Sydney Sweeney.
I don't know. Maybe Josh Brolin, a birthday hug.
There you go.
Yeah,
you
a
go.
Dude hug, you know. All right, we're coming right back. Civic Media's award-winning news team is about to tell you what you need to know, especially when it comes to the weather. So listen in, folks, and we will be right back with actor Glenn Morshower. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health released a new set of recommendations this week calling for more mental health support on college campuses. The new recommendations would include schools being more proactive in identifying if students need support with routine screenings and new staff training, as well as improving peer support systems. Wisconsin has seen a dramatic increase in the number of kids struggling with mental health in recent years, which has also been cited as a common reason students drop out of school. The Wisconsin Supreme Court election this April is on track to be the most expensive judicial campaign in state history. With less than 2 months to go until Election Day, Judge Susan Crawford and Judge Brad Schimmel's campaigns have reported a combined nearly $13 million in fundraising. Judge Crawford's campaign reported a total of $7.7 million raised, and Judge Schimmel's campaign has reported about $5 million. The results of the election will determine if the court remains in liberal control or returns to a conservative majority. The Chippewa Falls Planning Commission has granted their approval for a conditional use permit needed to move forward with plans for the new Aspirus Health Hospital. According to a press release, Aspirus Health will now turn its attention towards finalizing the land purchase agreement for the 22.1 acres of land on Chippewa Crossing Boulevard and seek developer agreement approval from the Chippewa Falls City Council. Officials say the new hospital could be fully operational in as little as 18 months following the start of construction work. Luther Social Services is reconsidering its efforts to reopen an addiction treatment center in the Chippewa Valley. Nearly a year after its closure, the organization announced their intention to purchase and reopen the L.E. Phillips Libertas Center. Following cuts by the Department of Government Efficiency to federal funding for their refugee resettlement services, however, organization officials say they're not sure if they can reliably access or raise themselves the $3 million needed to purchase the treatment facility. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Liam Neeson was supposed to be stepping back from action movies, but apparently the genre is too embedded in his DNA. The Irish actor just started filming The Mongoose, where he plays Fang Flanagan, a war hero being accused of crimes he supposedly did not commit. To add a little more macho to the fire is a character named Tanker, played by Ving Rhames. Michael Chiklis plays the bad guy and head of the Texas Highway Patrol who chases Neeson literally throughout the film. Don't give up on action movies, Liam. Very few people can do them at your age. Sticking with action heroes, actor Jason Statham has a new film in the works called Black Bear. That might be a working title. There's not a whole lot of information about the plot, but I'm guessing there's a chase and probably some unexpected gunfire. Now that's sarcasm. Statham plays a man who gets pulled into his violent past and probably messes a few people up. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some evening snow showers, then a clearing sky tonight and cold with a low near 5 below, wind chills to 20 below. Sun returns for tomorrow, a high of 8 above. Then snow showers with a couple inches of accumulation possible Friday, high mid-20s.
Currently we're at 8.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This week on The Rational Revolution, our dear friend Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner brings Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn to talk about January 6th.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, this is John Grise, also Uncle Rico, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
From the 414, Tom in New Berlin says he'd love to hug Bart Starr, his father's favorite. That's a good one. I'm surprised we haven't heard more Packers. That's our question of the night, ladies and gentlemen. What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. 7,000 apart, coming up at 7:20 in hour number two. Welcome to Nightlight. I am Peach Wabi, your host. And right now, it is my pleasure to welcome for the first time on Nightlight, actor Glenn Morshauer joins us now over the stream. Hi, Glenn. Oh, we can't hear Glenn. Glenn, are you muted?
I think you're muted on stream over there, Glenn.
Oh, we still can't hear Glenn. Oh, I hope we'll get it figured out.
I think Glenn, just send me the phone number in the chat and I'll get you on the phone. All right.
Yeah, let's try that. Or we could fly him up here quick, too. Can we send Glenn airfare? Maybe just get him here in person. That would be ideal, frankly.
If you're covering the airfare.
Listen, I would put down good money to get Glenn Morshauer here in person. That's the kind of money I have. It would zap my savings. But I would do that just to have Glenn in person. So we'll get Glenn on the phone. And hopefully during a break, maybe we can figure out the StreamYard situation and figure it out. But Glenn will join us momentarily. As I mentioned, he was a regular for many seasons on 24, the show Bloodline. He's also been on King of the Hill and Friday Night Lights. He's just got this great resume. I'm very excited to talk to Glenn about his career and what he's got in the works right now. So we'll do that. And at 7:20, we will have 7,000 apart. In the meantime, if you want to tell us what celebrity you'd like to hug, and don't kid yourself, you know you want to hug a celebrity, let me know. Text us at 855-752-4842. You can also text on the stream or on the app. Very easy to use as well. Tomorrow night on the show, John McGivern will be here, the host of Main Streets. He's going to make the popcorn pick of the week at 6:35. And then Nick Watier from the Green Bay Film Festival will be here at 7:20. They are having a really cool screening of the film The Giant Spider Invasion coming up at the Green Bay Film Festival. And I know we've had some guys on, Craig Knitt and Dan Davies, talking about their Giant Spider event that they did in Wyweega. There's one coming up right here in Green Bay in your own backyard that you can check out. And Nick will tell us all about that tomorrow as well, after the popcorn pick of the week. So we've got, we're trying to get our guest Glenn Morshauer squared away here on the stream. And in the meantime, I'm going to talk about one of my, I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but his body of work, he plays like a really kind of cool, he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him as opposed to like a Jason Statham macho or even Liam Neeson, who's a phenomenal actor, but can be over the top in his portrayal of these heroes. But Josh Brolin just has kind of a mellow, laid-back kind of, do we have Glenn? Is he on the stream or the phone?
He's over the phone.
All right, fantastic. Glenn, can you hear me?
I can hear you beautifully.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it's good to have you either way, phone, stream, I don't care. It's just great to have you on the show. So, and it's great to meet you as well.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. And, you know, I coach online, so I'm used to dealing with this. But for some reason, I use an HD camera, and it wasn't interpreting that.
Oh, okay. Huh.
So, but that was then, and this is now, and happy National Hug Day.
Thank you very much, Glenn. If you were here in person, I'd give you a guy hug just to help you through your time with technology there, because I've been there, my friend, for sure.
Can I tell you that my self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference?
Well, listen, I don't like to rush things in any relationship, Glenn. I just met you. We have mutual friends, as I've seen on IMDb. I know you know my sister, Julie. I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
So you believe in the old adage, pace thyself.
Yeah. Well, sometimes. If it serves me, yes. Hey, Glenn, so tell us, before we get into some of the shows you've done, and I have a really cool clip I found of you talking about acting and putting yourself at ease, which I just loved. I'd love to play that while you're on the air and get your take on that. But can you tell us how you got into this racket that we call acting?
Absolutely. I was 11 years old, which was 54 years ago, and I went to a play. My mom took my brother and myself to the Dallas Theater Center to see a production of Charles Dickens' play, A Christmas Carol, and she wanted to issue us some culture.
Okay.
And that's the way my mother talks. She said, boys, we're going to get you some culture. So we went to see the show, and it turns out I knew one of the kids in the play. And at the intermission, I was so smitten with the energy and the good time that appeared to be had by my friend Debbie that I asked my mom if she could check and see if they have classes for kid actors. And fortunately, I had a mom that didn't minimize my urge and immediately investigated and enrolled me, and I took to it like a duck to water.
Wow. That's really, I think it's not uncommon. I've heard stories like that, but the fact that you know instantly that you want to do that, you can't ignore that, right? I mean, that's just an urge that you have to explore.
Yeah. I mean, I certainly felt that way about it. And I studied theater. I'm going to condense this because I understand you've got some time constraints. But I studied theater for 4 years at DTC. And one day they got a phone call that changed my life. Everyone should be so blessed, so fortunate that they get a phone call that changes the entire trajectory of your life.
Wow.
And that phone call came from a talent agency here in Dallas that was looking for young teenage actors that were able to handle a lot of copy. You know what copy is,
yeah,
as a radio host, a lot of words, for a national television campaign. And my first reaction was, you mean you can get paid for this? And I walked in. Man, I had so much amniotic fluid on my head. They had to wipe me down. And they wound up casting me as the lead role in this commercial. And I started working in television from right here in Dallas. Finished up high school. And in my senior year, Columbia Pictures came through Texas. They went to four cities: Houston, Austin, San Antonio, and Dallas. Dallas was their final stop. And I wound up reading for and being cast in the lead role in a film that was a studio-backed picture, was not an indie film. And I had no clue that that was basically unheard of.
Oh, wow.
That you would hand the leading role to an unknown actor and an untried commodity. And everything changed for me. I was 16 when I did that film. I moved to L.A. at 17 the following year, graduated high school early, and knew all along that it was what I would do with my life. And I will tell you, Pete, the one word that changed everything for me is the fact that I do not use the word pursue. And I teach this to actors all the time. You know, more often than not, the word pursue is modified by the word dreams. People say, are you going to pursue your dreams? And I had people that sounded like this here in Texas that said, man, I think that's great. So you're going out to Hollywood to pursue your career? And I said, no, I'm headed there to have one.
That's great. My guest is Glenn Morshauer, actor from 24 and Bloodline. He also teaches acting and has a really cool story about how he found the business. Hey, Glenn, could you mute your computer? I think we're getting some feedback from
let me do that.
Sure. So you had, what was it like, Glenn, being on 24? I mean, that's such a great run on that show as an actor. Even when you sign on to do a day part or whatever, and they keep asking you back, that's got to be a thrill. But you did almost, I think you did like 50 episodes of 24. What was that experience like?
I wound up coming in. Is that better? Did we
much
hear
better,
the sound
yes.
issue?
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, that's
okay.
Great.
Because I realized we're working with audio in one and video from the other. But I came in as a 2-episode guest star. And that was it.
Wow.
So one of the things I also teach people is never never suppress your life with a self-imposed ceiling. So in my mind, it wasn't two episodes. In my mind, they were adding an important character to the cast. And but that's all I agreed to do. That's all we were signed to do. It's all we negotiated for. And they immediately, I came in the second episode of the show. They immediately identified a chemistry between Aaron Pierce and David Palmer, the president, played by Dennis Haysbert. And they thought, we don't want to kill you, which is one of my favorite things to hear in the business.
Right.
Is we don't want to kill you. And it turned into me being on the show longer than anyone other than Kiefer Sutherland. I did 7 of the 8 years.
That is such a great run. And it was such a great show, Glenn, because I called it earlier. It was kind of like a streaming show before we had streaming. Like the fact that the producers were able to really get almost 3 seasons out of 1 season because, you know, network TV, you got to do 24 episodes or whatever it is. And they were so good at managing, like one threat would be crushed and then the second part of the season would start. And then you've got that. It was just masterfully done. You had some great scenes, too, with Gene Smart, who I'm a huge fan of.
Yes.
How did you guys get along during the show?
Gene and I got along fabulously. And, you know, typically I'm the guy in charge of anything, whether it's the military, whether it's a government agency. But I'm always at the head of that. And I'm certainly not a sex symbol. So the idea that they had me fall in love. I'm sorry. What? Yeah. They had me fall in love with Gene Smart. Yes, please. Sign me up for 2 or 3 scoops of that.
How about a spinoff?
So it was fabulous. And that was our best season, by the way, when they introduced that relationship. That was season 5, and that's the year we won the Emmy Award for Best Drama.
But it was reciprocated, too, right? Like, she had, I don't remember this 100%, but, or if you guys actually had something going on, but there were definitely mutual feelings there between the characters.
Well, she left her husband for me.
Oh, I really didn't remember.
So I would say that maybe something was going on.
I think you're a bona fide sex symbol then, Glenn, whether you want to admit it or not. So what about Bloodline, Glenn? Was that a good experience? Did you have scenes with Jamie McShane?
Wait, before we jump to Bloodline, Pete, yeah. I got to tell you this.
Sure.
You mentioned, you know, now I'm a bona fide sex symbol. My first kiss was in that movie that I mentioned. The name of it was Drive-In. By the way, if you ever get drunk or lose a bet, you can watch this film on YouTube. And that was my first on-screen kiss. And I didn't get my second kiss until 2 years ago on screen.
I hope you didn't forget it.
That's what you call a serious draft.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, apparently, I'm still a sex symbol. What was your Bloodline question?
Well, my friend Jamie McShane was on that show and had a great run, and I was wondering if you had scenes with Jamie.
Isn't Jamie from that area?
He lives in L.A., and that's where I met him. I don't think he has any connections with Florida.
Yeah,
though,
I'll tell you, Jamie and I worked together twice. The first time we worked together was in a movie with Bruce Willis called Hostage.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually thought Jamie stole that movie. I thought he was the performance of the film, despite the fact that it was a very small role. And then lo and behold, I turn around and see that he's a series regular in Bloodline, which I was not. I was a guest star for 2 seasons. But I think that Jamie just lit up that. And I think he's a consummate actor, and he's great in everything I see him do.
He is. That's very nice. I'll pass that along. Hey, we have to do a quick break, Glenn, and then I want to come back. And I would love to play this clip for you, but I have so many questions for you, and I really do appreciate your time tonight. I know you're a busy guy.
I'm all yours, brother. No rush. I'm here as long as you need me.
All right. We've got bona fide sex symbol Glenn Morshauer here. He also happens to be a fantastic actor joining us here on Nightlight. We'll be back with more with Glenn right after a very short break. Don't leave, folks. I like having you around. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Only lover I'm ever gonna need, a soft, sweet little girl's talk.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for matinee on air. If it's a day that ends in Y, VFW Post 305 on Star Avenue has great food and fun events. On Monday, it's the soup flight, while Tuesday is open mic night and homemade chimichangas and tacos. Wednesday brings acoustic music and wings, Thursday sliders and trivia, and Friday karaoke and, of course, a fish fry. Saturday features homemade pizza and live bands in the back hall, and Sunday has food service all day with oldies music. Check out Facebook or VFWPost305.com for more info. It's all happening on Star Avenue at VFW Post 305.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The New Hampshire legislature has proposed various schemes over the last decade to keep liberal-leaning college students living in the state from voting in elections. Most have failed, but no fewer than three voter suppression bills are before the legislature this year. A 2020 New Hampshire Supreme Court decision overturned a previous law, SB 3, and preserved the current rules allowing college students to use their dormitory or off-campus address as their legal domicile for voting purposes. As of last November, an official student ID could still be used as identification. That could change with HB 323, which eliminates school-issued identifications as acceptable means for ID for voting. SB 223 has been tried before. It allows any student eligible to vote in New Hampshire to qualify for in-state tuition at any state university system campus, but also eliminates college-issued IDs as a form of identification. HB 289 challenges the definition of domicile again. Previous bills tried to outlaw dormitories as acceptable domicile, require a car registration, or to have a New Hampshire driver's license. HB 289's latest tactic prohibits domicile status for anyone who is legally a dependent at an address outside the state. We've linked to local reporting and the text of the bills at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Every time I think of you, I feel a shot.
Great to have you with me on this Wednesday evening here in the state of Wisconsin. We are broadcasting live statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay. Beautiful downtown snowy Green Bay, but it feels a lot warmer because we have some great conversation going here with our new friend Glenn Morshower, the actor who has been seen in 24 and Bloodline and King of the Hill. Glenn, how do you like doing comedy?
Well, you know, comedy is, Pete, the thing that I moved to Los Angeles to do, and it's amazing that it wound up going in a different direction.
Oh, wow.
Comedy was my thing. Yeah, it was my thing. And very few people know that about me, but I have been blessed to pop in from time to time as a guest star on different shows. I did Jeff Foxworthy's very first TV sitcom, but I get to do it from time to time, and I still love it. But you're not going to resist that which butters your toast.
Right.
And doing dramas have buttered my toast for years. You know, there's an old saying, does it bother you? Does it bother you being a character actor? No, it bothers me not being a character actor. It bothers me not working. So we put our kids through college with character acting.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's good stuff, man. I don't have a complaint one in my life.
Wow, that's a great answer. It interests me that you said that because this is going to sound like I'm blowing smoke, Glenn, and maybe I am a little bit, but you have one of those faces that you don't have to do anything and people like to watch you. It's very expressive. It's perfect for film acting. I'm sure you were a great stage actor too, but that's a gift. I mean, that's probably the reason you've always worked and you've got almost 300 credits, I would imagine.
Well, here's the deal. There's the deal. This is probably my favorite place to do. And I used to rehearse the 24 coming into the office and sounding and looking like this and saying, Mr. President, we got problems in the Middle East.
Like the Jerry Lewis Secret Service guy. Oh, that's funny. I hope you all got to see that on the screen.
Man, you go a long way on a sense of humor, I'll promise you.
Absolutely. Glenn, you've worked with such great actors, Denzel Washington, Kiefer Sutherland, Brad Pitt, Jean Smart, like we discussed. Is there someone who you've worked with that has either intimidated you or challenged you and forced you to raise your game as an actor, or both? Were they the same actor?
Well, it may sound arrogant, but the answer is no. I've never felt intimidated. I've never felt I've never suffered from imposter syndrome in my life. I've always had a beautiful sense of belonging, and I coach that. I coach the essence of belonging. I coach it in businesses. I travel a lot as a speaker, so that's my answer. But I'll tell you, probably what concretized that sensation in me was having worked with Jack Lemmon. And
oh, wow.
Jack Lemmon was my hero as a little boy. I remember, because I've known I wanted to be an actor since I was 11 years old. It's 55 years. And I worked with Jack Lemmon as a narrator. I do a tremendous amount of voiceover work. And so I was narrating a film way back in the day when HBO was in its infancy. And I walked into the studio. There were four voices that they hired, four narrators. And here was my company that day. And I was in my mid-20s. And I look over, and it's Carl Malden, Ed Asner, and Jack Lemmon, and this goofball. and I'm a kid. They're all grown. I'm the only one that's, you know, young man in his 20s. And I told Jack that day that he was my hero. I didn't hold it back. I just said, this is truly an honor for me. And I didn't say it before. I said it at the end of the session because I wanted to have the session take place on a level playing field. I didn't want to go in there idolizing and because I thought it would get in the way of the work. But at the end of the day, he was so appreciative with the truth about what I said to him that he got really conscious. And I think what he did, because I do it now, courtesy of Jack Lemmon, he put himself in my shoes and thought, what would mean the most to me? And I will treat Glenn that way. Which I really believe in living life that way.
Yeah.
So he thought, I bet me offering to walk into his car would mean something to him. This is him thinking it. And he said, Glenn, where are you parked? And I told him, and he said, there was no parking available for me today here, believe it or not, either. So tell you what, why don't I walk you to your car? And Jack and I took about a two-block stroll down Melrose together, which changed my life.
Oh, man.
Just Jack Lemmon and me, nobody else, cars flying by, and we're chatting about all of his different movies and everything, and I just spent the day side by side with him in the studio. I felt like I'd died and gone to heaven. It was one of those kill me now if you must moments.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Those are the moments that, like, that's what life is. Like, when you have those and you can embrace them and take mental snapshots, they just stick with you forever. And validate every decision you made, I'm sure, about the profession you've chosen. And that's such a great story, Glenn. Hey, can we keep you for a few extra minutes? We've got to do some news here, but I would love to.
I told you. All right. I'm yours as long as you want.
Okay. Well, let's make it a miniseries. Glenn, we're going to do some news, and then I've got some advice. If any of you out there are aspiring actors, you are going to want to hear this clip of Glenn talking about acting and his approach. And I want to get your take on that too, Glenn, and we'll ask you what it was like being behind the camera as well. And maybe we'll even go into some Transformers if you can manage the time. And you said you're all ours.
Yeah,
and
I'm chilling. Don't rush.
All right. Fantastic. We'll do the news. Civic Media's news team will tell you what you need to know, and then we'll be back with more with the great actor Glenn Morshower. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, we will recap the status of the Trump administration's multiple court cases. Plus, why don't Republican elected officials want federal cuts in their states? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Inflation is heading in the wrong direction. CBS's Jason Brooks.
The government's January consumer price index rose a hotter than expected 3%, with egg prices up a whopping 15% from December and up more than 50% from a year ago due to the devastating bird flu.
In a social media post, President Trump blames the rise on his predecessor. On ending Russia's war in Ukraine, Trump says he and President Putin will likely meet in Saudi Arabia, but did not indicate when.
I think I can say with great confidence he wants to see it ended also. That's good.
In his first trip to NATO as U.S. Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth says the Trump administration is looking at out-of-the-box ways to bring the war in Ukraine to an end, but that does not include U.S. troops.
President Trump has been clear with the American people and with many of your leaders that stopping the fighting and reaching an enduring peace is a top priority.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.